Now, Tralee has a skate park. Its new skate park was officially opened on Friday. The €200,000 facility near Tralee Sports Complex is named after internationally renowned skateboarder Bruce the Ox Kelleher. Bruce, who grew up in nearby Ardnalee, died suddenly in January at the age of 48 from a heart attack. He was called the Ox for his style of skateboarding. Tracy Murphy, Radio Kerry, went and asked his parents, Ray and Evelyn, what the day meant to them.
Ava, do you want to answer that?
It means the world. Because he loved skating.
For so many years, people have been trying to get a skate park from Tralee. And you can see how it means, how much it means to people.
I'm amazed with the amount of people actually here today. And I came around once or twice during the week. And the crowds were just actually fabulous just to see thing being used with the amount of kids in it. It's fabulous. Yeah. And really appreciated, like, as well. Yeah.
And what does it mean to have it called after your boy?
He'd love it. He would. Yeah. Because the original Ox was a very aggressive skater. And Bruce was a very aggressive skater. Not aggressive to people, but taking on the ramps and stuff. Yeah, he just loved it.
Why was he called Ox?
After this other old, much older lad, I think, skater. Who, it's just a way of skating.
Bruce actually had the same kind of style, the aggressive style that the older Ox had. And I presume to some of his mates in Dublin started calling him the Ox, and they stuck with him. Actually, there's a nice ring to it, Ox Park.
It is a great ring to it. It's brilliant.
Yes, it does, yeah. Bruce was never aggressive with people, just aggressive on the skate parks all over the world.
And what came across, we did a couple of interviews on Radio Kerry, and we spoke to Justin McCarthy from the Tralee Skateboard Community Group, and he said the great thing about Bruce was that even though he was very well renowned internationally for being such a talented skateboarder, he was always so generous with people.
Absolutely, he was, with all of us. Yeah.
Yeah, some of his old boards, if they were any bit worn, he'd give them to some of the kids in Dublin or wherever he was.
In deprived areas, he would skate there and he'd say, there's a few chocks there, which are the wheels of the chocks. Or an old board, he'd bring it with him and he'd give it to them.
Do you mind me asking, you don't need to answer anything if you don't want to. I know it's a very bittersweet day, but how did he get into the skating and what did you make of it when he started getting into skateboarding?
He was on the Erasmus program in Lannion in northern France, well, in France, and I think he was getting a small bit bored and he saw somebody skateboarding, so he went off and bought a skateboard, and that's where it started. And he, as Evelyn said, he has skated the States, all over Europe and in Australia.
And what did you make of him when he started skateboarding? What did you make of of him skateboarding?
You're going to wear a helmet, like all mothers.
I think his favourite music would have been the Nutcracker Suite.
Yeah.
A very special person.
And unfortunately, his eldest son, Ruben, isn't here today because he's skating, where is he, in Germany?
Yeah.
So he couldn't be here. He's an amazing skater as well.
We wish Ruben the very best.
Yeah, indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I do appreciate you. And again, if you don't want to answer this question, I know this must be such a hard day, so difficult. But what made him so special? Because it wasn't just that he was an extraordinary skateboarder. He was obviously an incredible human being.
He's what? He spoke 5 languages, was it?
Yeah.
And he was he played basketball for years with Garvey's. And he loved to get youngsters involved in sport. Not just his own youngsters, but everybody's, you know, keep them out of trouble. And he never had a drink in his life.
No.
And he didn't smoke ever either.
I saw him drinking a Red Bull one day and I think he thought he had wings or something.
You're advertising Red Bull.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, he was pretty generous with his time.
Yeah, there you go. That is Radio Kerry's Tracy Murphy speaking to the parents of Bruce the Ox Kelleher and the opening of Tralee's Skate Park. It's called Ox Park in his honour, and an amazing facility that was long campaigned for by many, many people. Radio Kerry there to cover on the day. Tracy Murphy also spoke to Justin McCarthy of the Tralee Skateboard Community Group. He was a friend of Bruce's.
It means everything. It's something that I've been working towards, I suppose, with various different people for the last probably 20 years. It's been in the works on and off through thick and thin, and finally to get the funding 5 years ago, it really meant that we were kind of on our way. So yeah, today is absolutely fantastic. It's a special day as well. The fact that we've got Bruce Kelleher's, Bruce the Ox Kelleher's family all around. Bittersweet for them, but having them here for the naming of the park, it means the world to us.
Now, I know the park is so officially open today, but it has been open for a number of weeks. What's it like to skate on it?
It's brilliant. Yeah, it's a weird one because we've been looking at it on paper for probably about 4 years since the plans came in. So actually being able to put a bit of a sense of scale on it is fantastic. Yeah, no, it's brilliant. It's everything we wanted. We all had a part to play in how it was designed. So it's really nice to actually be able to, I suppose, touch down on a piece of your work.
And did Bruce influence the design in any way in the way he styled, he skated himself?
He did, yeah, absolutely. So the bowl, one of the largest features in the park, Bruce was integral to the design of that. He made it so that the transition is very tight, meaning that you can get way more speed out of it. So he tightened everything up. So yeah, much faster, much quicker. Bruce was actually over drawing on the plans inside my kitchen back in 2019. So we talked through every aspect of it, spaced everything out and made sure we fit in as much as we can.
It's so sad to think he's not here today.
Yeah, he's the one person that I was looking forward to skating this park with, like bumping shoulders with the guy and just, yeah, being able to zoom around after all the talk about it over the years and going through the plans. Yeah, it's a sad day in that sense.
Yeah, there you go. That's some more reporting there. And that is Justin McCarthy on the Tralee Skateboard Community Group. And I said that group did huge work. A lot of different politicians from across the political spectrum in Tralee at a local level working down through the years to try and get this up and going, get Kerry's first skate park indeed. Graham Kelleher, brother of Bruce the Ox Kelleher, he spoke the official opening of Ox Park on Friday.
The name Bruce the Ox Kelleher has been mentioned a few times, and just to clarify the ox and where it came from, there was a skater back in the 80s in America known as Pete the Ox, and he had a very fast, heavy, aggressive style of skating, and everything was on the edge, and it was tough tricks that he was doing, and unbeknownst to Bruce, he took up the same style, and some of his skater buddies likened him to Pete the Ox, and that's where the name came from. And when we were asked a couple of weeks ago as a family if it was okay to name the park after Bruce, and the suggestion was Ox Park, then we were thrilled to bits. It sounds much better than Bruce Kelleher Skate Park. So Ox Park just works. Now, Bruce was a gentleman. He was the best of us. And he would be thrilled to bits with this. But it's not the type of thing that he would have welcomed himself, if you know what I mean. He doesn't never liked the limelight. He just did his thing, got on with everybody, loved skating, along with all the other sports that we all did. As a Kelleher family, we grew up about 200 metres from here, spent an awful lot of time down here in this neck of the woods on various different wheeled items. So yeah, look, having it here so close to where we grew up, named after Bruce, it is fantastic. He would be delighted to see it being used by all ages, all different styles of wheeled craft, like I mentioned. So look, we're thrilled as a family. My mom, dad, my two sons are here, my wife, Bruce's wife Michelle, and Reuben and Mason, or Archie and Mason are here. Reuben, who is actually the skater in the family, he's not here. He can't wait to get here to actually skate the park. And
you guys should try and show up when he's here, because he's an amazing skater as well. If I've forgotten anybody, if I haven't said anything proper, I apologize, but thank you all for coming, and thanks so much for this honor.